Chapter 1. Tulos Restaurant, adjacent to Capitol Hill, boasts a politically incorrect menu of baby veal and horse carpaccio, making it an ironic hotspot for the quintessential Washingtonian power breakfast. This morning, Tulos was busy, a cacophony of clanking silverware, espresso machines, and cell phone conversations. The maitre d' was sneaking a sip of his morning Bloody Mary when the woman entered. He turned with a practiced smile. "Good morning," he said. "May I help you?" The woman was attractive in her mid-30s, wearing gray pleated flannel pants, conservative flats, and an ivory Laura Ashley blouse. Her posture was straight, chin raised ever so slightly, not arrogant, just strong. The woman's hair was light brown and fashioned in Washington's most popular style, the anchor woman. A lush feathering curled under at the shoulders, long enough to be sexy, but short enough to remind you she was probably smarter than you. "I'm a little late," the woman said, her voice unassuming. "I have a breakfast meeting with Senator Sexton." The maitre d' felt an unexpected tingle of nerves. Senator Sedgwick Sexton. The senator was a regular here and currently one of the country's most famous men. Last week, having swept all 12 Republican primaries on Super Tuesday, the senator was virtually guaranteed his party's nomination for President of the United States. Many believe the senator had a superb chance of stealing the White House from the embattled president next fall. Lately, Sexton's face seemed to be on every national magazine. His campaign slogan plastered all across America: "Stop spending, start mending." "Senator Sexton is in his booth," the maitre d' said. "And you are?" "Rachel Sexton, his daughter." How foolish of me, he thought. The resemblance was quite apparent. The woman had the senator's penetrating eyes and refined carriage, that polished air of resilient nobility. Clearly the senator's classic good looks hadn't skipped generations. Although Rachel Sexton seemed to carry her blessings with a grace and humility her father could learn from. "A pleasure to have you, Miss Sexton." As the maitre d' led the senator's daughter across the dining area, he was embarrassed by the gauntlet of male eyes following her, some discreet, others less so. Few women dined at Tulos, and even fewer who looked like Rachel Sexton. "Nice body," one diner whispered. "Sexton already find himself a new wife?" "That's his daughter, you idiot," another replied. The man chuckled. Knowing Sexton, he'd probably screw her anyway.